finding the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, and I said we're back. I've got James Martinez co-hosting with me for this hour. This is the second hour of the National Intel Report. It is a Friday, folks. If you're just joining us, well, you missed the last hour. And what you missed was James Scurlock, the director of the documentary movie. Only 80 minutes long, but it's 80 minutes that will just, it's a pile driver. He was on last hour, and I've got James sticking around with me for this hour, co-hosting with me, and we'll take your calls at 800-313-9443. And I think we'd better tell them, James, what you and I are up to. We're doing a program Monday through Friday for an hour on the network.
Basically, what we're going to be doing is taking this particular issue with the credit cards. And it is not a death sentence, everybody. There are ways of dealing with it. I represent North American Educational Services, and I've been working with that company as an agent for a long time. And we're going to hopefully, with this particular program, get yourselves in a situation where you can have the assistance and education you need to start a new financial future and get rid of the gigantic weight on your shoulder and start a new life. That's basically what it's about.
And James, I mean, did I nail this or did I nail this? I mean, we knew, and you and I had been talking. We were running ads on this network for the credit card company, and quite frankly, Mr. Fitzpatrick, he didn't see the worth or the vision of doing a radio program, and I'd like to syndicate this nationwide, because here is a problem that is going to be affecting, that's already affecting millions and millions and millions of people right now. What they're getting,
yes.
What they're getting is little sterile ads, maybe on a radio, maybe a little blip, or maybe they'll see a little TV commercial, some smiley guy comes on and says, oh, we can help you with your credit card debt. But nothing that's ever interactive or live. Well, this is a live program, and people are going to have the opportunity to call in and ask questions, because this credit, this is the black hole, folks. This is the financial black hole that people are going to be facing, because everybody's got a credit card and everybody is maxed out on their limits.
Yeah, this covers everybody. I mean, I don't know. I've mentioned to some people out here, producers in Hollywood, people, I said, listen, you know, I'm doing this show regarding the credit cards and how to deal with that and go around it. And it goes, wow, everybody's going to be listening to that, because there's not, they don't know anybody that's not having to deal with that issue, even if they're, you know, not totally in debt, but they're kind of getting there, or they're trying to do a refi, and, you know, mm-hmm. They're like slaves to whatever. They said, wow, a lot of people are going to be listening to that.
Well, and who was this guy that they had? Was he from Tennessee? I forgot the guy that was worth, by the age of 26, he was worth $4 million. Well, he got wiped out in the housing market, lost everything. Now he's a talk show host on a radio station in Tennessee. I've listened to clips of that, but he really doesn't go in depth, nor does he have the knowledge base of what's really going on. Folks, it's one thing to be people out there doing a shtick and a song and a dance, but it's like anything else in life. You scratch below the veneer of it, and there's no substance to it. We've got the substance, and we've got the solutions for it. We'll take
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back, folks, and I want to thank Chris Hansen for, in record time, I told him, I said, you messed up. And he says, what are you talking about? I said, because I gave you that DVD. You excerpted about 12 clips, made it seamless. And I said, do you remember the old Star Trek series? And he goes, yeah. I said, remember the one particular one where Captain Kirk is asking Scotty because he really needed his warp power, right? And, well, Scotty says, well, Captain, this is going to take me, you know. And, well, he did it in record time. And he said, well, Scotty, he said, you're always in the habit of overestimating your time. And he says, well, how am I supposed to look like the genius, you know, if I tell you this straight up, you know? And I gave this to my engineer, and he edited it in record time. So I told him, I said, you messed up. I said, Captain Kirk just caught Scotty down in the engine room. But I want to thank him for putting those clips together and doing it in record fashion. Let's go to the telephones. Melissa in Austin. Hello, Melissa. Melissa, are you there?
Here.
Oh, there you
Hello.
Are. Yeah,
I'm here.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I wanted to add something to the conversation, something that didn't get mentioned with the way that people are being pulled into debt, et cetera. I have some friends that live outside of Austin, about 50 miles in a little tiny town. Great big ranch. They built a brand new farmhouse, two-story, big barn, big buildings, all this stuff. And the man, he's no schmuck. I mean, he retired at 43. He was vice president of an electronics company out of California. And so, you know, he read all of the paperwork before he ever signed the mortgage. He went over it with a fine-tooth comb. Well, the other day they got a notice that their fixed-rate mortgage was going to be going up several hundred dollars a month. Even though it was a fixed-rate mortgage and he knows what he signed, or he thought he did, seems that the only thing he can figure is that when it came down to signing the paperwork and they were all sitting around the table during closing, somebody switched paperwork on him, and he ended up with an adjustable-rate mortgage, not realizing it.
That sounds eerily similar. I bought a house about 3.5 years ago, and have you ever heard of anybody looking at a house, viewing the house, closing on a house in less than an hour and a half? Well, we did. And the contract was drawn up as an adjustable-rate mortgage, and it was in very fine print. And I caught it, and I told my wife, I pointed to it, and she shook her head. And the guy, actually, he owned the property himself. He a mortgage broker, so he was financing stuff himself. And he says, well, this is my contract. Scratch, scratch, scratch. And he put in a 30-year fix, and he already had the interest rate right there. So, yeah, I mean, that's very easy to do. And a lot of them, I'm telling you what, I am becoming... You know, it's not bad enough that we're working with a system that it's the fiat paper currency and it's the scam system of all scam systems. But the more I delve into this and the more I do the research and the more I see the way these people operate, my God, they should all be tarred and feathered and thrown in the ocean.
Well, this situation, they got the last laugh, my friends did, because when my friend told me, I told her that things were going to get really scary pretty quick about a month ago, and she says, well, this just happened to us, and she told me. And I said, see, they're liars and thieves, every one of them. And I think this would, I maybe shouldn't say who it was, but I'm not sure. But they, I said, well, what are you going to do? And she says, we're just going to pay it off.
Well, so, let me give you, I want to give suggest to you, an idea that may help that particular gentleman. And I can only say, because I know people have dealt with this in the state of Arkansas, in the state of Nevada, and one in California that I know about, where they had the legal know-how to go and dispute the nature of that loan for mortgage. And, of course, they did need a team of people to do it. And they were able to beat the mortgage company and the bank. And the case was sealed. And they settled for pennies on the dollar for that mortgage. And wow. That particular gentleman that you're talking about, I can't go into details because I don't have the court dockets and everything in front of me, but I know it is possible. And that gentleman, there is a way out for him to do that.
Well, the thing is they're wealthy enough, they just paid it off, and they'll never deal with that bank again. You know,
so I'm sure.
They didn't get trapped, but normal folks would be trapped, you know?
Oh, and, absolutely. And that's the
so
whole
it's just
point
kinda,
of it.
Yeah, yeah,
they
exactly.
Want to trap
but
it.
Yeah, but these folks, they're so out of touch with reality. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I can't even imagine having enough money to pay off a $1 million ranch. You know.
Yeah, it's
so,
very few and far between.
So it turned on the bank, and they'll never have their business again. And they're telling everyone in the neighborhood, don't trust those people there.
Well, what do they say? If you do somebody a good turn, they might turn around and tell one or two people. But if you really put the screws to somebody, they may tell 100 people.
Oh, yeah.
You
bad
know,
advertisement.
Bad news travels real fast.
You know, yeah. there was a Dodge dealer in Austin, Texas. And if I could remember the dealer's name, I wouldn't mind saying it on the air, but I forgot. But at any rate... I bought a van, and it was a used van, and I'm looking at this thing, and we drove it home. We drove it for a couple of days, and the steering wheel started to pop, and I started noticing, like, there's a little boot on the steering column that attaches to the firewall. Well, there weren't any screws in there. Long story short, the car had been in an accident, and they swore up and down. Well, it wasn't in a critical accident. There was overspray on some mirrors, and Well, I told him, I said, you know, I said, I'm watching the electrical system starting to screw up already after 2 days. And I said, I don't have any faith in this thing. Well, no problem. Well, what they had sitting on the lot was an exact same year, a little upgrade package on it, same color, same everything. We made a deal. Boy, did I get the shaft on that. Not only did they get that car back, put it back on the lot for resale, I got raked over the coals on the new model. And I'm even embarrassed to say how much I'm paying on that van a month. But, you know, these slavering idiots that you walk into a car dealer and they all do the same thing. They're on this little elevated platform. And these are the deal makers. And this is where the salesman drags you into the office and says, how much would you like your payments to be a month?
Well, I don't like grease on his shirt has moved over to the left.
Yeah. And they're constantly running out. Well, I'll talk to my financial people. And they're running out to the screw boys standing on the podium up there. And I'll tell you what, I was so angry about this. I threatened the dealership and they never would let me talk to the owner. Never would let me get even within earshot of this guy. I have a friend that flies Chinooks, that sets commercial air conditioners, and I was tempted, the dealers closed on Sundays, I was tempted to airlift that thing and drop it through their front roof so when they came in Monday morning, that van would be sitting on their showroom floor. Not in the best of condition, mind you, but it would be sitting right there at, and I probably would have went to jail over that deal, but oh, it made me angry. People are
get it on film, John. That'd be great.
You know, there is no reason on God's green earth that people cannot deal with people honestly. You know, and the problem is that the penalties for those that are dishonest are minimal. They even coined a term for it, white collar crime. Well, it's not really a crime. It's just people that just made little business mistakes. You know?
Right. Just nothing major.
Nothing major. And they're just raping everybody. And the problem is, and I was talking to a doctor that just spent several days with me. He's a medical doctor, actually a pediatrician. And he got screwed over by the IRS, wiped out his retirement. He had a money manager that literally stole his retirement. And then the IRS came down on him. So we had some lively discussions, needless to say, in the evening.
I bet.
Yeah, after business was concluded for the day. But, you know, he told me, he said, you know, he says the expectation was in this country that people in positions, whether they be politicians or CEOs of companies or people, you know, in managerial positions or whatever, it was the go-to people, let's just say. It was time before that people that were in these positions, they weren't always perfect, but they strived. They were always reaching for a standard and a goal. And he says now it's the ends justify the means and whatever you can get away with. And that's the expectations for these go-to people now. And yep. it is disgusting.
Yep.
I don't know. I still might drop it. Maybe when the thing blows up or gets too old, I might drop it through the roof. I don't know. Hey, Melissa, thanks for your call.
Thank you, John.
I appreciate
Take
it.
Take care,
much.
Melissa.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll give you some of my ideas later. I have far more, a little bit more graphic than that.
Well, I'm a radical, but I'm in sheep's clothing. Just be careful. Don't scratch me too deep. Look, credit cards. There is solutions out there for people that have credit card problems. Now, I do a show on the National Intel Report every Tuesday with Bob Chapman. And I'll tell you honestly, folks, how afraid people are of Bob Chapman. You can't call him by phone. The only thing you can do is email him because, quite frankly, he is trying to remain incommunicado because, well, the people within the FedGov really hate him. Now, like I said earlier, this guy had a crypto clearance, and he won't even tell me what branch of the military and Pentagon that he was attached to. But at the time, he had one of the highest clearance ratings, and he'd spent about 27 years on Wall Street. And they tried to set this guy up. Now, believe this or not, they planted explosives and hand grenades in his garage, and he caught him doing it. He walks into the garage.
God.
And he's got a loaded gun, and he said, "Breeze." He looked at what they were doing. He says, "Pick up your stuff, and this is what I want you to tell your bosses. When you go back, tell them that the people that they send out here the next time, make sure they're not married, because they're not going to be going home. If they go home, they're going to be going home in a bag.
Right. Yeah, good. Good for him.
I mean, ridiculous. At any rate, we'll take the break. 800-313-9443.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out? School, that's what this is. The Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out? At school, that's what they said. The Constitution was about.
What? All right, we are back. I'm just messing with my producer here today. I always give him a thumbs up when I'm ready to speak into the microphone, and I was giving him some false signals here. By the way, people are calling, and the phones are ringing off the hook here at the network, wanting to know what the name of that documentary was, and it is maxed out. And I'm going to be talking to Magnolia and getting copies for sale through the network. But if you want to rent it, Blockbuster and Netflix has it. But don't buy a copy. Buy it through the network because that supports the network. Did I lose my caller here? I'm sorry? How am I supposed to hear you through a double-pane window here? And you're saying? I still can't hear you. You got a phone in one ear, you got the earphones in the other ear, and you're not pressing the right button on the board. Okay, at any rate. James Martinez and I are doing a program on this network at 1 o'clock Central Time, Monday through Friday, This is going to be syndicated around the country. And I don't know, what do you think of the name Cash Flow?
I like that, you know, because it really, to me, it's about changing your consciousness from a person that understands debt, eliminates it, and now thinks about prosperity and uses cash and doesn't get involved with the banks. That's really what it is to me.
You mean, because I just pulled that little rabbit out of the hat. I didn't really give it too much thought.
I kind of like that, but I'd love to hear what other people have to say about that as well. I think that the title that he maxed out for his movie, I remember for years and years that hearing that all over the place. Whoa, what about this card? Oh, no, that one's maxed out. What about this one? Well, I got about $300 on that one. No, this other one's maxed out. It's interesting because the guy that originally started doing this stuff is now a director, and I was sitting down with him like 7 years ago, and he wanted to make this movie that Mr. Scurlock did. And at that point, we were beating the banks, and we were trying to create a system and so forth that would work cohesively for the public that they could understand and do practically. And we thought, God, we're going to get turned down by everybody, because we had like huge names that we wanted to go after to try and talk to. But we knew that we'd either, you know, they give us the cold shoulder, we'll get no footage. And a lot of people that we start talking to, they really didn't want to go on camera about it. So he did a great job by getting all of that on there like he did.
Yeah, by the way, folks, not one credit card was used in the making of that film.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I thought,
right.
I thought that was great. Let's go back to the phones here. David in Alabama. Hello, David.
Good afternoon,
hey, David.
Gentlemen.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, David.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The reason I was calling is, have you guys heard of a guy by the name of Kent Hovind, H-O-V-I-N-D? He's a minister of sorts, I guess, down in Florida. He has a creation science museum, and I don't know all the details, but I know he's in jail now for, suppose, you know, not paying federal taxes on his ministry down there. And I know with all the coverage that you guys and RBN have been given the Browns, I wondered if there was any information y'all had on this guy. And if not, let me encourage you to do some, everybody to do some research to support this gentleman, like we've all supported the Browns.
And what was his name again?
Kent, K-E-N-T, Hovind, H-O-V-I-N-D. His whole thing is, you know, teaching creation versus evolution and how evolution is the bedrock for a communist, you know, the Karl Marx system, the whole, from there on into the things that are going on with, all the way up to, the North American Union movement, the whole nine yards. He's very, very intelligent individual. I actually have a set of discs from his teachings.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just, me and some friends of mine, that live nearby, we've talked a lot about him. We haven't heard anything about him, on RBN. And of course, now I'm limited as to the times I can listen, but, I just wanted to put that word out. And, also, with, as far as 9/11, the North American Union, all these things that are going on, I travel a lot here in Alabama on my job. I'm a hospice chaplain, and every time I have an opportunity to speak to somebody, when the opportunity is appropriate, I bring all this information up. And there is a lot of people down here in Central Alabama that are aware of what's going on and are behind the truth movement, the Stop the North American Union movement, and I would just some information I wanted to put out there for you guys. And
I appreciate that very much, David. What we need is something that's really going to be galvanizing, because information has gone on about 9/11. Information has been out there about the IRS and the Federal Reserve. Now the information's out about the credit cards. So the more that people are informed and more of the pieces of the puzzle are being put into place, the more people are waking up. But my only hope is that this is, it's great to have numbers, but until you can organize them and move that into a immovable force, that is the question that we have. So
We're seeing some of that here. There's a lot of Ron Paul meetups that are taking
David,
place.
David, hang on a second, David. I've got to run to break. 800-313-9443. I'll hold you over during the break. And my shotgun guy here today, riding shotgun, James Martin.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We are back. You know, James, I've never asked you, are you married?
No, I'm not. Single.
Have you always been single?
No, nope. I got close a couple times. I got close to doing the whole thing, and then I went, wait a minute.
You mean somebody...
Luckily, some of my friends kind of said, wait a minute. Have you checked this out? And I'm like,
wait
oh,
a minute. Okay. You mean somebody out there in Hollywood didn't have a big enough butterfly net to catch you yet?
No. This is true. I know maybe people might not believe this, but after I started studying the law with these guys and doing the credit card thing and finding out what happens in divorces, and I deal with tons of people that, financial issues are the primary reason why they came to me to get their credit cards eliminated and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I hear the stories and I'm like, I don't know if I want to do, I don't know if I want to be a part of that. Because the system is set up for you to fail. And, you want to move into a house and do this and do this. And the more you try and move ahead, as many families do in the United States, newlyweds or just starting out, the way it's set up, the cards are stacked against you. So,
And I don't need the banks and lawyers and courts profiting off of my relationship.
Well, I'll tell you what. You told me before that, you know, being a casting director out there and working around in and around Hollywood and working in movies and all that stuff, that, you know, you told me that 95% of these people out here, you wouldn't want to be close to them. And what a lot of people, you know, and this is what such a pop culture, you know, the Madison Avenue Airhead set out there. The,
right.
You know, I mean, it's just absolutely incredible. They look at people on the big silver screen and go, oh, you know, they do movie premieres out there and people are killing each other to, you know, be seen or maybe get an autograph or whatever. And these people don't realize this is what they do for a job. And I said to you, what I'm interested in are who are they in real life? You know,
I've met some of them. Actually, I met them through this subject matter. I'm not going to plug who they are, but they've been in some of the biggest movies, blockbusters, stuff that's out there. And who they think they are isn't who they are at all. Not even close. It's not even close.
Say that again. I mean, they're not who they think they are.
That's true, because most of them are in rehab. There's tons of drugs and alcoholism. A lot of the budgets for movies, the studios have a cleanup budget for some of their actors if they, you know, get in some compromising situations to clean up their mess.
Well,
and,
what
firms cover it up. It's a big thing, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, what was the movie Lindsay Lohan was just in, and the director told her, said, look, she was in with Hanoi Jane Fonda, and the director just said to her, he said, you know what, you may be replaced on this movie. I mean,
because the banks, all that has to do with money and loans and money and the ability to opening weekend statistics. And, you know, if the public sees their person in a bad light, agents, managers, banks get nervous, and there's budgets to be made and time constraints on when you're shooting a movie. They're not going to take the risk.
Hmm. That's amazing. Amazing. Speaking about credit card debt, you're repping a company that you can actually go in, and folks, hang on to your hat, because this is not illegal, it's not immoral, it's not unethical. Watch the movie Maxed Out, and reach in your pocket, look at your credit cards, look at your financial statements, and you tell me what you want to do with your credit cards. But we can either eliminate your credit card debt entirely, or we can do the Howie Mandel deal or no deal with a banker up there in the window that never shows his face. I thought it was Larry King one day, but I guess not. But tell the fine folks out there what you represent and what you can do for people on the credit card issues. And this is for real stuff, folks.
Yeah, I am the guy that has seen the entire process start to finish, including issues, court dockets, law firms, what they do, how they do it. And basically this company, North American Educational Services, you can contact me at 310-201-6536. Again, it's 310-201-6536. Or you can email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. And I will tell you how the process works. I'll privately go over with you how much debt you think you have, what it takes to get it, what you're trying to achieve, what your time constraints are, and so forth, and let you know how to do that effectively with a company that will teach you each step of the way how to do that. Because a lot of people are in the situation they're in, like in this movie, is because they're afraid to question authority, banks, and they feel like they've lost already, and they don't understand what's been done to them. And once they understand the argument and what's at stake, then they have leverage, and then they can start telling the bank what to do. Like, I, consumer, you guys got to follow some laws. I, as a consumer, are going to start questioning you based on these laws, and you're going to start giving me answers now.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're not going to get anything.
Yeah.
Until you resolve that issue, you don't get anything. There's many ways around that and how we work that. So I would say to all the people that are listening that have this credit card debt issue and they're trying to get a new start, this is for you, and it's definitely worth investigating.
Yeah, and, you know, I'll be honest with folks out there. running a network and just being, oh, just flush with all kinds of cash here.
Yeah.
I did a credit card consolidation, and I got to tell you what, this is my wife's credit cards that she had when I married her, and I'll tell you what, we maxed those things out real fast, and we did a credit card consolidation, and I got to tell you something, the company that we worked with, oh, what a bunch of charlatans. And folks, if you're going to do anything with your credit cards, make sure that you call this man first, James Martinez, because he is the real deal. I'm sorry that I got involved with this other credit card company, and it was just an absolute disaster. I mean, it got so bad that in this movie, Maxed Out, they show you that the people that these credit card companies, they sell off the debt to. And then the third party, the collection agencies and lawyers or whomever else, And these lawyers, by the way, when they call you up and saying, well, I'm a lawyer and they're representing themselves. They're going into a side business because we're choking to death on so many lawyers out
exactly.
there. And what these guys are doing, well, they still have their law degree and they still have their shingle and they still have their little bar card, but they're actually going in the collection business themselves. So when they call up and say that I'm a lawyer, well, that doesn't mean beans. All they are is a debt collector.
Right, and also I might add as well that when they are calling you up, here's the psychological strategy which most people don't understand. When you're getting calls from law firms and they are engaging you over the phone, it is because they're there to intimidate you and get quick money. If they had the guts, they would be calling, or rather writing to you certified letters of authority indicating who they are, how much alleged debt that they're coming after you with, and what they're going to do, if anything. And most of them will harass you over the phone and scare you into submission because they know that most of you don't know how to deal with it and are afraid. So what happens is they make an enormous amount of money just over the phone. And they didn't even send you any mail. Which anytime you get mail from a law firm having to do with this, it binds them. Because if there's mistakes in there, it's going to be used against them later. And that is one of the things we teach with this particular program that I've been involved with. So there is a way out. You can rise above all of it.
And for the fees that is charged, is that competitive on the market out there?
It's much more, it's probably the best money you will actually spend for yourself because we've got it set up. Because I know people I deal with, they come to me and says, well, I can't afford the fee because da, 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 da. Well, because they don't have any money. If they had any money, they wouldn't be talking to me. So there's a way they can do payments for this program, or they can pay it in full. And there are other things that I'll talk to individually, privately with people about dealing with that to pay for it as well. But the point being is once they have paid that and they're in, they stop paying their credit card bills legally from that point on.
And,
period.
And they don't have to put up with shyster lawyers representing.
No,
supposedly.
What's going
to
happen is every incoming, shall we say, form of harassment is going to be used against them. So from the moment they begin, they are starting a case against the people that are after them. So again, this is one of the things I teach people to. The way you look at a problem determines how you're going to act off the problem. The way you change your perception and the way you deal with it, when people understand that the things that are happening to them with the letters and the calls and the harassment, we're going to use it against them. Hard. Really hard. So that if they were going to come after you for an alleged amount for such and such a bank, they're going to have to go through a lot of due process and we're going to make it an absolute nightmare for them.
And,
so that in many cases, a lot of these credit card companies, they don't want to deal with it. They don't want to deal because it takes time and money and manpower to do that.
Well, and there was something that Scurlock said, director of Maxed Out, and when you asked the question about approaching people to talk about their credit card situations, he said a lot of people didn't want to talk about it.
That's
and,
right.
And this past week, we fired up the show Cash Flow on Monday on the network. And I think I even mentioned, I think it was a day or so ago, I even mentioned on air, you know, is this something that people don't really want to talk about? And lo and behold, there he was, the director of this film, and he said a lot of people wouldn't go on camera to be interviewed because, quite frankly, they were embarrassed.
Mm-hmm. They're embarrassed because they've been misled and they don't understand what's happened to them. Once they understand that they actually didn't get loaned any money, that they've been conned, lied to, that they were not given full disclosure when they got those credit card agreements. You're in school, in college, trying to set yourself up for life, and you've got these scumbag banks lining their pockets up with your children, so when they come out and they have their degree and they go into the workforce, they're already $35,000, $40,000 in debt before they even start. Welcome to America. Have a nice day.
That is simply amazing. By the way, folks, I've been reading some information here just to bring you up to speed here on the run-up to Iran here. This is devastating. U.S. develops 14-ton super bomb bigger than a Russian vacuum bomb. They're calling them theirs the daddy of all. I can't remember. We had the Moab, the mother of all bombs or something like that. Yeah, that's what it was. Mother of all. Well, Russia came out with the father of all bombs. But in this story, I'm reading this, and it said that a statement was made by retired Lieutenant Colonel McKerny, chairman of the Iran Policy Committee and former assistant vice chief of staff of the Air Force. McKinney said the U.S. has a new massive ordnance penetrator that's 30,000 pounds that really penetrates. Ahmadinejad has nothing in Iran that we can't penetrate. He also said that the new Russian bomb was not a penetrator. On Tuesday, the Fox News television channel said a recent decision by German officials to withhold support for any new sanctions against Iran has pushed a broad spectrum of officials in Washington to develop potential scenarios for a military attack on the Islamic regime. And keep in mind, folks, they've got nothing, no more than Saddam Hussein was a threat to the United States. Ahmadinejad does not have nuclear weapons. He's got nothing. But here's the real ringer on this story. Commenting on the report, McKerny said, since Germany has backed out of helping economically, in other words, sanctions against Iran, we do not have any other choice. They have forced us into a military option. Because they couldn't get the Germans to play patty cake and do a sanction against Iran, because obviously Ahmadinejad hasn't done anything to anybody. This guy just said, well, that's it. The military option is on. So, folks, we're going into Iran. Afghanistan wasn't bad enough. We killed almost 1 million of Iraqis to democratize them and give them Mickey D's and XXX movie theaters. That's not good enough. They're going into Iran next. So, yeah. James, stop.
Where's the money? Where's the money for that?
Well, yeah, and who are they? Yeah, where is the money going to come from? Because we have to borrow what, $2-3 billion a day, try to pawn this debt off to some sucker on this planet that's going to buy our debt. China is already saying that, hey, we're going to dump this thing. What are you talking to us about lead in our toys? We're going to start dumping the debt on the markets. Well, who are they going to sell it to? But,
exactly.
Folks, over $1 trillion so far, this foray into making the Iraqis free, and the only deaths that I think that were recorded and attributed to Saddam Hussein, dead man tell no tales, that's why they had to kill him off, and his two sons, Houday and whatever his name was. But at any rate, folks, we're going into Iran. Saddam Hussein gassed 1,800 people? Well, we just killed 1 million of them. That's the price of democracy. That's the price of having the globalist come in and take over a region. And keep something in mind. Iraq, Iran, Syria, all the borders you see over there right now, all the lines that have been drawn in the sand, guess who did that? That was the British. And now we're in for our turn. I mean, this is, somebody has... James, I'm in no favor of military coups, but I'll tell you what, a regiment of Marines better march on Washington, better walk into the Oval Office, grab that scrawny little dictator by the neck and his buddy, the vice president there, and I use that term loosely, the only thing that scares me is Nancy Pelosi then becomes president. Oh, boy.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. But this has got to stop. And folks,
yeah, I had a friend of mine who was a Vietnam vet here and did two tours in Vietnam, and he just went off in front of me about that issue of us going in there. It's like, why are we allowing ourselves to even consider that as a people? It's supposed to be for the people, by the people, and of the people, but it doesn't seem like that way anymore, does it?
Well,
it's awful.
We're in economic decline here. We're facing the big D, the big depression, the big tsunami, the Mac Daddy of financial crashes. We've got Georgie Porgy here, along with his predecessors, trying to set up the globalist North American Union. World War III is about ready to break out here in the Middle East, and we may experience terrorism in this country. Terrorism, remember, folks, one terrorist, another man's freedom fighter. What would you do against a country that is killing hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people, and their bloodlust is not yet done? What would you do if we were being occupied right now? Would you sit down and make cupcakes for your oppressors and the people that are occupying you and telling you what to do? Or would you become a freedom fighter? Well, that's the question. Short segment coming up, and we'll close out this Friday edition of the National Intel Report. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Thank you.
some information to the network. Folks, remember the six nuclear weapons that were transported by mistake by Minot Air Force Base that went down to Barksdale Air Force Base down in Louisiana, that sat down there for about 10 hours and nobody realized there was nuclear weapons just laying around? Well, the four gentlemen that reported that to the Army Times, guess what? They're all dead. They got whacked. And which would lead credence to the story and the speculation that these nukes were either headed for Iran or maybe one was to be sidelined and maybe used as a false flag terrorist operation inside the United States. How's that for a closing of a show? Absolutely, absolutely incredible. That information, did you verify that online? I'm sorry?
Not yet, I'm working on it.
Okay, all right. I was told it was on militarytimes.com. Well, James, to close out this edition of the National Intel Report, people need to know what your number is and what your email is so they can contact you and at least they can clean up their own nuclear wasteland in their hip pocket.
Okay. All right. The telephone number is 310-201-6536. And, or they, if they choose to, they can contact me by email, which is getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com.
And that's getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. And folks, this information that, and don't be shy about this. Take charge of your own life. Don't wait for them to set up the scenario where they've got you running around like a chicken with your head cut off. You take the advantage, you take the high ground, and you go on the offensive. You do something about your own situation before they box you in a corner and there's no place to go. And keep this in mind, that any information that is shared with James Martinez here, any information that is shared with him stays with him. This does not get sold off. It's not shared with other companies. This is a almost like a client attorney client privilege or a psychiatrist attorney or a psychiatrist client relationship. Absolutely, whatever is told to this man and all your details stays with him. It does not go anyplace else. So you have the peace of mind that you're going to be dealing with people that aren't going to be sharing your private information. And that is most important. James, I appreciate you coming on the program today.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, and we will see you Monday at 1 p.m., ladies and gentlemen, on Cash Flow, and that's at 1 o'clock p.m. That's Monday through Friday right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. James, you have a good weekend, my friend.
Hey, everybody have a good weekend. Thanks, John. We'll talk to you all soon.
All righty, sir. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Yeah, folks, again, just a recap here. The four individuals that, and with the information we have so far, the four individuals that turned the information over to the Army Times about these missing nuclear weapons, that it was just a faux-pas, folks. It was just a little mistake in the inventory. The four people that reported that are now dead. So tell me that this wasn't a covert operations, and quite possibly, I have a tendency to believe that these nukes might have been headed for Iran. Remember what Israel said, oh, we're going to nuke them. And we've even had people within our own Pentagon and leaking out the information, well, we might take nuclear action against the country that doesn't have any nukes. You know, forget weapons of mass destruction. There's not going to be anything left if these creatures continue. We'll see you Monday afternoon, folks, with another edition of the National Intel Report. We'll see you Monday.
We must take America back. We must take America back.
With